On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that, quote, they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven," close quote. Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. The sower and the seed is one of the most familiar of Jesus' parables. The metaphor makes absolute sense, doesn't it? The seed is the word of God. The birds, the rocks, the thorns are obstacles that prevent the word from flowering. The rich soil is the medium for fulfillment. Why didn't the 12 immediately recognize its meaning? Scholars have told us that these men are simple, maybe lacking in intelligence, certainly lacking in sophistication. But this parable isn't sophisticated, is it? Then again, I thought I understood it thoroughly until I began to wonder about it. For example, Jesus' parables are primarily about people actively going about the circumstances of their lives. A woman sweeps her house thoroughly to find lost money. A Samaritan spends his money and offers his compassion to a wounded victim. A father waits and watches for his wastrel son and then honors him. What is going on in this parable of the sower and the seed? Those with ears to hear are curiously absent. Except for things of nature, it's more of a still life, isn't it? Birds quickly fly in to take the seed from the path. Rocky ground discourages a welcoming soil. Thorns choke the growing plant. Unless it falls on rich soil, the seed doesn't have a chance. Salvation through the word of God only belongs to the favored few who happen to be born in the right place. Really? Let's try again. Of course, this teaching of Jesus isn't really about the seed, no matter where it falls. It's not about where the seed is, but where I am. It's about those who have ears to hear and who choose not only to hear, but to look within, to examine the geography of their interior life so that they can recognize and move away from the sterility of the path, the rocky ground, and the thorns, so that they can move to the soil of great growth, so that they can produce the soil of great growth. But if this action is to take place, it has to be the result of a free choice. Jesus forces no one. For those who don't care to make the choice, who are uncomfortable with self-knowledge, with who they truly are, Jesus gives them an excuse. They can blame the parable form by which, quote, they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven, close quote. Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. The parable speaks to those who choose to hear, who choose to listen, who choose to search within for holy ground. Richard Rohr, in The Divine Dance, The Trinity and Your Transformation, says, quote, everything is holy now, and the only resistance to that divine flow of holiness and wholeness is human refusal to see, to enjoy, and to participate, close quote. We might add, to hear. Who am I beneath the ego and the shiny persona I've created? How much of my interior landscape have I developed into rich soil? How well do I hear? How well do I want to hear?